You are my dearly beloved son. I knew you even before the foundation of the world. I formed you in your mother's womb. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. I breathed life into your nostrils. You are mine. You have been purchased with my very own blood. No one can snatch you out of my hand. I will never forget you. I have inscribed your name on my hand. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always. I will help you in every situation. I strengthen you in every situation. I hold you up with my mighty right hand. I keep you safe from the evil one. I give my angels charge over you to accompany you everywhere you go and keep you safe both day and night. So be of good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, because I am with you always, love, even until the end of the age. I am in you, and I walk beside you. You are my son. I have given you my spirit, the Holy Spirit, to dwell in you. I have given you my righteousness to cover you. I have given you my glory to surround you. You, my beloved, are a child of light, the child of the day, and you walk in the light where I am. I have forgiven you all of your sins. I love you, and I am working with you to renew your mind so you have a consciousness of how much I love you and who you really are. You are my dearest treasure. Whatever you ask of me, I will give you. Whatever you seek, I will help you find it. If you knock on the door of my heart, I will open it. When you delight in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. I will fulfill your purpose. I have already given you every spiritual gift in the heavenly places, if you dwell in me. All your needs I will provide for you. I surround you with my favor. You are my child, and I love you. My thoughts towards you are always good thoughts, to give you a future and a hope. Lean on me, and I will direct your steps. Commit your way to me, and I will bring forth your righteousness like a light, and your justice at the noonday. I am a God who loves justice. Trust in me and cast your burdens on me, and I will never let you be moved, no matter how strong your enemy is. Do not be afraid of Satan or the fallen angels, for I have given you the authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Even when things look bad, remember my promise that I will turn all things to your good, because I love you. And you love me. If you trust in me and my word, you will never lack any good thing. I am your rock. I am your fortress. I am your God. I am your strength. So trust in me. I am your shield. I am the horn of your salvation. I am your refuge in the time of trouble. If you wait on me, you will renew your strength, and you will rise up on wings like the eagle. You will run and not weary. You will walk and not faint. You can do all things through me because I strengthen you. Nothing is impossible for me. Be of good cheer because I have given you my peace. It is supernatural peace, not of this world. So do not let your heart be troubled. Do not be afraid. I have overcome the world. I give you victory. I am in you, and I am greater than anything that is in the world. I always lead you in triumph. If you confess me as your King and your Lord, then I will confess you before my angels in heaven. For if God is for you, who can be against you? For there is more for you than against you. If you could see in the Spirit, then you would see all the angels surrounding you. You are more than an overcomer in me, no matter what life throws at you, because I love you. I have made you a king under me. I have made you a priest under me. I have raised you up to sit in heavenly places next to me. I sit at the right hand of the Father, and you are with me there. Even when you were dead in sin, my Father and I loved you so much that we made you alive in me, and we raised you up with me to sit in heavenly places. As I am, so are you in this world. These are hard things to understand, but I am in you, and you are in me, and I am in the Father, and we are one. We are a threefold cord that cannot be broken. Not only are you my beloved son, I call you friend. You can talk to me and tell me anything. I invite you to roll all your cares over on me, for I care for you very much. Rest in me, and I will give you peace. I will lift the heavy burden from your shoulders and break the yoke from your neck with the anointing oil. I am the anointed one. I, with all my anointings, dwell in you. Therefore, you also are the anointed one. I give you wisdom when you ask. I will give you revelation so that you understand. I strengthen your heart with my spirit. I dwell in your heart through your faith. You are rooted and grounded in my love. You abound in my love, for you are my son. If you will believe and have faith, then you will experience my exceedingly great power, the same power which my Father raised me from the dead and seated me at his right hand, far above all principalities. That means all the princes of this world, also above all power and might and dominion of this world. All things are under my feet. I have dominion over all the works of my Father's hands. That means all creation. I have a name above every name named in this age and all ages to come. I have redeemed you, and I've given you my name. You also have my authority when you dwell in me and walk in me. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. I am majesty on high, and you also walk in majesty, for you are my son. Stay close to me. Be with me always, for I am with you always. I will never leave you or forsake you. You are my blood child. When you receive me as your Lord and Savior, you were born again. You became a new creation. Therefore, put aside your old man which grows corrupt through deceitful lusts, and receive the renewing of the spirit of your mind. Put on the new man which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you are anxious, turn to me. Ask me with a heart of thanksgiving, knowing that if what you ask is in my will, then I will give you what you ask, and knowing that my will is always what is best for you. Then my peace will come upon you and guard your heart and mind, so you will no longer be anxious. I know what you need, even before you ask me, and I will provide all your needs according to the riches and glory in me. If you hear my voice and obey my instruction, then my blessings will come and overtake you. I know what you need, even before you ask me, and I provide for all your needs. I will bless your going out and your coming in. I will bless you whether you are in the city or in the country, wherever you are. Do not ever forget that I am the one that gives you the power to create wealth. I bless all the work of your hands. I bless your kneading bowl and your baskets. I give you gifts of creativity. I fill your bank accounts and all your storehouses. I bless all of your ground and all of your animals. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. I favor you so much that even your enemies must give up their good treasures to you. You will owe no man anything except love, as I commanded you. You will not borrow, but you will lend to many. I make you have a surplus of prosperity. I give you plenty of goods. I give you wealth without sorrow. I will open the heavens and rain down righteousness on you. I bless all the works of your hands. My angel encamp around your house and protect you. When the enemy comes out against you, I defeat him before your eyes. Even though he comes against you one way, he will flee before you seven ways. I am the one who establishes you in righteousness and makes you holy. All the people of the world will see that you are called by my name and in my presence, and they will fear you. The very atmosphere around you will change because of my presence in you. Your children will be blessed also. I will deliver your children. I will teach your children and establish them in righteousness. Great will be their peace, for they will be far from oppression, for they shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near them. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned, because you are my child, and your righteousness is from me. All these blessings are yours, because I love you so much that I died for you, and I hung on a tree for you. I was humiliated and disgraced for you. so that you could receive my blessings and have eternal life. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I come so that you have life and life more abundantly. I bore all the griefs of the entire world, all the sicknesses and diseases of the world, so that you could have peace and good health. I willingly allowed them to whip me beyond recognition, because I am the God who heals, and you are healed by my stripes. I was pierced for your sins, and I was bruised for your iniquities, for I know your weaknesses. The chastisement of your peace and the chastisement of the peace of the entire world was put upon me, and it was so severe I sweated blood as I resisted the devil. Therefore, submit to me and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Walk in the victory that I give you. The devil has no part of you because you are mine, and he has no part of me. You have been purchased with my suffering and my blood. I made a public spectacle of Satan and all the fallen angels that follow him. I have put Satan under your feet, just as my Father made him my footstool. You are healed by my stripes. You are delivered by my blood. You are made whole in me because you are complete in me, and I am far above all principalities, all the princes of the world, all powers and all dominion. I am bodily part of the Godhead. You are free because you know the truth, and the truth sets you free. I set you free, and who I, the Son, sets free, is free indeed. Therefore stand fast in the liberty by which I set you free, and do not become entangled again in a yoke of bondage. I have given you supernatural armor to fight against the attacks of Satan. I have given you truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, gird your waist with truth. Be baptized in my love, in my Holy Spirit, and in my fire, and put me on as clothing. Put on the breastplate of righteousness, for I, who had no sin, was made to be sin at Calvary, so that you could become the righteousness of God. Your righteousness is an indescribable gift of God. Shod your feet with the gospel of peace. I am the Prince of Peace. I give you peace. Above all, take up the shield of faith. I am the author and finisher of your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. I am the word of God. Put on the helmet of salvation. My God and Father gave me over to be crucified, his only begotten Son, so that you would never perish and have eternal life. No one took my life. I freely gave my life for you because I love you. Take up my spirit and my word, for it is a weapon like a double-edged sword, piercing even between the soul and the spirit, and it is a discerner of the intents of the heart. If you love me, you will keep my words in your heart, and I and my Father will make our home with you. How can you possibly doubt that I and my Father love you when we have done all this for you? The glory that my Father gave me, I have given to you, that just as I am one with my Father, you were one with me. And my Father and the glory of his love is in you. All I want is for you to love me back. I loved you first. I poured out my love into your heart so that you could love me back. I know that Satan speaks lies to you because he is the father of lies. But I have given you mighty weapons of God to tear down and demolish the strongholds built on those lies, to cast down all mindsets and imaginations that exalt themselves against the truth, and to capture your every thought and bring it into obedience of me, who is the truth. I am true and faithful, and you are in me. Your spirit man is joined to my Holy Spirit, and we are one. You are born of me, so you keep yourself, and you do not sin. You are my son, and you are led by my spirit. I became wisdom for you, so that my wisdom could dwell in your heart. My Holy Spirit gives you revelation of knowledge, so that my knowledge is pleasant to your soul. Your discretion will preserve you, and understanding will keep you from evil. I do not lead you into temptation, but deliver you from the evil one, and preserve you for my heavenly kingdom. If you stumble, I will lift you up. If you fall to temptation, then all you have to do is confess your sins and I am faithful to forgive you once again and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. If you feel trapped, remember, I have made a way out for you. I have given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, and I have given you my divine nature so that you can escape the lust of the flesh. You have my mind. I have sanctified you and made you separate from the world. You are holy. You are the temple of God. My promise to you is that whoever defiles the temple of God, which you are, then I will destroy him. You are a saint of the Most High God, and it is your right to execute this judgment against them. I have given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and I have given you the keys to the gates of your enemy. I have given you the power and the authority to bind your enemies on earth as I bind them in the heavenly realm. I have given you the power to loose my heavenly angels, my love and my goodness, on the earth just as I have loosed them in the heavenly places. You are my ambassador on earth. You are my fellow worker on earth. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world, because I dwell in you, and you in me, and I am the true light. Walk in the light as I am the light, and my blood will cleanse you of all your sin. Put on the armor of light. Close yourself in my light. God is light. I am light. I am called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I am all things to you. I am. I am a sun and a shield. I give grace and glory, and no good thing will I withhold from you, my beloved. If you remain with me, I will hold your right hand. I will give you my counsel, and afterward receive you to honor and glory. I love you, and I give you everlasting consolation. I comfort your heart. I establish you in every good word and every deed. I give you a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind, my mind, the mind of Jesus Christ, your Savior. I am your strength and your power, and I make your way perfect. I perfect everything that concerns you. Every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above. It comes from the Father of lights, from whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. I am the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. I make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation, so that you scatter abroad, you give to the poor, your deeds of justice and goodness and kindness and benevolence will go on and endure forever. I provide the seed for you to sow, and also provide and multiply your resources for sowing, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. Thus, you will be enriched in all things and in every way, so that you can be generous. And your generosity, as it is administered by you, will bring forth thanksgiving to God. You are my workmanship. You were created for my works. I have done the good works so that you can walk in my spirit and walk in my good works that I have completed. You did not choose me. I chose you, that you could bear fruit and your fruit could remain. I am the vine, you are the branch. Whoever abides in me and me in him will bear much fruit. Without me you can do nothing. I am the head and you are the body. I give you the water of life that you may never thirst, and it will become in you a fountain springing up into everlasting life. With joy you shall draw water from the wells of salvation. Drink freely of the water of life. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. Seek first the kingdom of heaven and my righteousness and my peace, and all other things will be added to you. I am your shepherd, and you shall not want or lack any good thing. I feed and guide and shield you. I make you lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. I lead you beside the still and restful waters. I refresh and restore you. I lead you in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with me and my Father, not because you earn it, but for my name's sake. Though you walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, you will fear or dread no evil, for I am with you. My rod to protect and my staff to guide, they comfort you. I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I anoint your head with oil. Your brimming cup runs over. Surely my goodness, my mercy, and my unfailing love shall follow you and be with you all the days of your life. And through the length of your days, my house and my presence shall be your dwelling place. I am your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear or dread? I am your refuge and stronghold. Of whom shall you be afraid? When the wicked, your enemies, and your foes come upon you to eat up your flesh, they will stumble and fall. Though a host encamped against you, your heart shall not fear. Though war arise against you, it is no consequence, because you will dwell in my house and my presence all the days of your life, to behold and gaze upon my beauty, the sweet attractiveness, and the delightful loveliness of me, and to meditate, consider, and inquire in my temple. For in the day of trouble, I will hide you in my shelter. In the secret place of my tabernacle, I will hide you. I will set you high upon a rock, and now your head will be lifted up above your enemies round about you. In my tent, you will offer sacrifices and shouting of joy. You will sing, yes, you will sing praises to me. You, my beloved son, shall dwell in the secret place of my presence, and you shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of my Father, whose power no foe can withstand. I will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. I will cover you with my pinions, and under my wings you shall trust and find refuge. My truth and my faithfulness are a shield and a buckle to you. You shall not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence and disease that stalks in darkness, nor of this destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes will you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you are my beloved son, I am your refuge, and I am your dwelling place. No evil shall befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near you, because you are mine, and you dwell in me, and I dwell in you, and walk beside you. I give my angels a special charge over you, to accompany and defend and preserve you in all your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. In my name you shall tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. You are my redeemed, and these signs will follow you. In my name you will cast out demons. You will speak with new tongues. You will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt you. You will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Because you love me, and I love you, though you walk in the midst of trouble, I will receive you. I will stretch out my hand against the wrath of your enemies. My right hand will save you. I am your refuge until these calamities have passed by. Forget not all that I do. I forgive all your iniquities. I heal all your diseases. I redeem your life from destruction. I crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. I satisfy your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. I redeem your life from oppression and violence, and precious is your blood in my sight. As far as the east is from the west, so far I have removed your transgressions from you. For this is the covenant that I have made with you. I will put my laws in your mind and write them on your heart, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. for I will be merciful to your unrighteousness and your sins and your lawless deeds. I will remember no more. I will set you on high because you are called by my name, and you know my mercy, my love, and my kindness, and you trust and rely on me, knowing I will never forsake you, no, never. When you call upon me, I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life I will satisfy you, and I will show you my salvation. Because you love me, and I love you, I will give you riches and honor and life, and you will abide in satisfaction and not be visited with evil. I have sanctified you completely, your whole spirit, soul, and body I will preserve until the day of Christ, until my day. You are my beloved Son, and I will preserve your going out and your coming in from this day and forevermore. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and my glory has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and the deep darkness the people. But I will arise over you, and my glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Amen. The written and audio content of this CD is protected by international copyright laws. Permission is granted for download and duplication of this material for a personal or non-profit use. It may not be sold or exchanged for profit in any form. Be sure to visit our website at www.newpromise.net. There are other written and audio files on our webpage at www.newpromise.net that are free to download for personal or nonprofit use. It is our heart's desire to bless you and to build up the body of Christ. Feel free to copy this material and give it to family and friends.